Hi, and welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. I am your host, Destre Capers, and today I have Jennifer Van Cleve. She is one of our amazing outreach managers here, and we are going to be talking all things
cost of attendance
today, which may be a new topic or an idea for some of you all, because a lot of people know about tuition and fees when it comes to going to college and trying to pay for college. But we want to expand that concept a little further and talk about cost of attendance. So Jennifer, we do presentations across the state called Paying for College. You may have heard of one before. And we talk about cost of attendance at the top of the presentation.
Right.
Tell us why.
Well, a lot of folks, they're so used to tuition.
Yes.
And that's what is common to a lot of our students and parents. And we just want to make sure that there's no surprises when
yes.
that college bill comes. And as the student and the parent are preparing to pay for college, we want them to make sure that they're looking at everything. And tuition cost is just a portion.
It is just a portion.
Of the total cost for college.
Gotcha. And so let's dig a little bit deeper into cost of attendance. So can you tell us what all is included in cost of attendance if we're talking about it's more than just tuition and fees?
Right. Usually I tell the students when I talk to them is everything that is considered a living expense when you're away at college. I tell them to consider their meal plan and their housing plan and housing costs, whether they're living in the dorm on campus or if they have an apartment off campus.
Right.
And any kind of lab fees or IT fees to consider that as well. And even the cost of getting to campus.
Correct.
Their car, their insurance, all those things. And a lot of times for a student, this is the first time they're going away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't had to consider the total cost of just living.
Oh.
The parents know because they're paying those bills.
Right.
But it's just something that student needs to keep in mind as well, especially if for some reason that they're having to take out a loan on their own.
Yes.
Or if they're trying to get that cost down and trying to find scholarships, which we always encourage them to do. We want them to be able to go to college and pay as less as they have to. So
right.
we don't want them to have any surprises.
Yeah, so that's really, really good. So I think it's giving them their first taste of like adulthood mm-hmm. and budgeting, which can feel like a cuss word to some of us, me, because the dorm that you may want to live in, right, may be too expensive or it may not be as affordable as a dorm down the street. And so now you have to make the adult decision
right.
on, can I afford to live in this housing my freshman year, mm-hmm. or is this something, or whatever year, or is this something that I can aspire to and find more scholarships or more funding next
right.
year to aim towards? And so I think that is so good,
mm-hmm.
so good. Okay, so cost of attendance, of course, we've been talking everything financial aid. So the financial aid package that students receive from their financial aid office or their college is supposed to help. They can have a combination of things that can help them with their cost of attendance. So when you're talking to students and they're having this revelation of cost of attendance and what is on their award letter, what are some questions that may come up that you hear from them or revelations that you hear back from them?
A lot of students want to know where some tools are
okay.
to help them. And I always reference them back to our website
okay.
because we have some great tools there. One is a lot of times they're early mm-hmm. in their decision-making process and they're trying to figure out, you know, which college is the most cost-effective for them. So we have some great search databases on our website that they can look at where they can compare the cost of the mm-hmm. various colleges. They can look by state. They can look by mm-hmm. the actual college.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage them to take a look at that. I also tell them, you know, even after they have accepted the offer to go to a certain school, to make friends with their financial aid officer
yes.
because that person can point them in the direction of some great resources that may be we may not know about because right. it's local to that institution. Yeah. So I encourage them to do that as well.
That's so good. That's so good. So cost of attendance, right? Is that for all 4 years or is it done annually? Like how do they approach that number that they see?
I would look every year because it may change. Because this semester they may live on campus. Next semester they may move to an apartment off campus. Mm-hmm. And they may have, based on their classes, are going to be different every semester. Mm-hmm. So they may have a lab fee this semester that they may not have next semester.
Right.
So I would look at least every year. but it may be smart to look quarterly or every semester as well yeah. to make sure they're aware of any of those extra fees that might pop up.
Gotcha. So one of the things that we launched this year was our Persistence Fund, mm-hmm. right? So we have a philanthropy arm of our organization and they are managing the Persistence Fund for us. And so what that is an opportunity for South Carolina Student Loan to help students who experience emergencies while they're enrolled in school that could prevent them from persisting, completing, or coming back to school the next year. So wrapped into the cost of attendance, do you know if emergencies can be incorporated in that as well?
Yes, I think that they should always plan for an emergency. Mm-hmm. And again, if an emergency arises during the semester, contact that financial aid officer and find out what's available. If there's a big change in, like on FAFSA, you have reporting that you have to do based on your income. If there's a change with a parent,
yes.
Like if you unfortunately lose a parent or mm-hmm. if a parent loses their job, always go in and make that change on your FAFSA to notate that change because yeah. that can have a big impact as well.
So what I'm hearing is if life is lifing in the middle of your college year and it affects the income that is coming into your household and or the support that's coming into your household meaning where your parents are, that information should be shared with the financial mm-hmm. aid office because it may adjust your student aid index or your SAI, and it could make you eligible for some additional funding that you weren't initially eligible for.
Correct. And it happens to all of us. You know, right. even as an adult, you know, we may have something happen to us. We may get sick. We may be in a car accident. Things have impact on our day-to-day life. So right. we just need to know how to adjust and prepare for those things.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Awesome. And so what happens if my cost of attendance is $60,000? That includes my direct expenses and my indirect expenses. And I've already utilized all the funding to get me to that $60,000. And then, boom, I have an emergency again. Do I have any options? Or is that a good time for me to just tap back in with my financial aid office again? What should I do?
I would contact your financial aid office because, again, they're going to be able to point you in the direction of any local resources that are available and assist you there.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we wrap up the conversation about cost of attendance, have we left out anything that you think would be important for our families and students to know as they are navigating paying for college all 2, 4, 6, 8 years? Because if you are going to doctoral school, med school, law school, the concept of attendance doesn't go anywhere.
No.
So is there any parting words that you have for them today?
I can't emphasize enough, again, make friends with the financial aid officer, especially if you're a freshman just going in. Talk to maybe some other students on campus already or another college student that you know because they can help. Maybe especially again if you're a freshman and you've never done this before, mm-hmm. Get advice from somebody who's been there and can kind of show you the ropes along yeah. the way.
So get used to advocating for yourselves in the financial aid office with your faculty members to help you get to your dream job. So thank y'all so much for joining us today. And make sure you come back in a few weeks because we'll have another episode to help you navigate paying for college. See you later.